Three ball down to the fifth.
Top five and bottom of the hurricane order for Fergus Falls. That reads Carter Thielke, who laces a single into left field. He waved at the first pitch from Leaser. Now he punches one to left. Big turn at first, but it's shagged and tossed back in by Zach Moritz. Leadoff man on for Carter Thielke. Curtis and Austin Stanislavski, I would assume, will be asked to move that left hand to the middle of the bat.
Yeah, when you're halfway through the ball game here and a 0-0 score and your leadoff man gets on, you're more likely to be bunting the next guy.
Especially at the bottom of the order, left-handed swinging, Stanislavski. He squares. He takes a strike as he pulls back. That pitch apparently hitting the corner. We're to the left of home plate. Pretty good vantage point of that zone. Stanislavski, kind of a late shower for the bunt, Kurt. Everyone knows he's bunting. And he puts it foul. So there you go. Bunting has been not the forte thus far. I mean, I'm not trying to dunk on the kid, but the whole ballpark knows you're bunting. Put it out there.
Exactly. Just go out there and get the job done. And on that first one, he goes and pulls the bat back, which I thought would have been a perfect pitch to strike on, or to bunt on the outside corner right there. And he gets a call to strike on you, and then you go bunt, strike two, foul, and you put yourself in a hole.
So 0-2, he's looking for another avenue to get Thielke to second base. This is where Leaser feasts. 0-2 offering. Oh, missing right there with the off-speed slider. Didn't miss by much.
The St. Martin faithful did not like that call, Kirby.
No. 1-2 the count. Leaser ready. Is 1-2. There's the corner, strike three, and Stanislavski goes down looking for a big out number one and the third strikeout for Scott Leaser.
We didn't get it called on the inside part of the plate. The pitch before, but he got it called on the outside part right there.
It'll be Thomas Bozick, nine hitter up for Fergus Falls. Scotty's first offering to Bozick. That's hit pretty square, but getting under it and in center, making the catch is Reeder for a one pitch out of Bozick. So you get the leadoff man on with a single, Kurt. You don't get the bunt down, strikeout looking, and then a quick flyout. So much for that early rally, huh?
Yeah, it looks like you're going to have a rally and a big threat coming there, but all of a sudden, before you know it, you got two strikes and the leadoff man up. Or, excuse me, two outs and the leadoff man.
That leadoff man is Jake Anderson, left-handed swinging. This pitch off the plate for a ball from Scott Leaser. Anderson walked, and he had our game's first hit back in the third inning as he laced a single past Kyle Leaser. Scotty ready. 1-0 pitch. There goes the runner. This one fouled right back into the netting. We'll leave it up at 1-1. Little hit-and-run combo right there. As back to first base, we'll jog Thielke. 1-1 the count. I like Dave Johnson's style right there, 1-0. Good speed on base. This guy's already got a single. The leadoff man up, Kurt. If he swings through that pitch on the hit-and-run and Brian throws him out, you still got the leadoff man to lead off the next inning.
Yeah, and you got to try something when you get to this part of the game and nothing's happened yet.
Leaser's 1-1 offering. That missing down and in. Nice stop by Schlungen behind the plate. Moving our count to 2-1. We had heard 1-0 top five in Waconia. Watkins leading Princeton. As Leaser's 2-1 offering. That pitch slashed fouled on that third baseline. 2-2. Was it a double steal?
Watkins got out of a threat in the top of the fifth when Princeton failed on a double steal, Twitter says.
There we go. You and your Twitter. 2-2 the count. The winner of this one's going to get the winner of that Watkins-Kimball game at 11 next Saturday. St. Martin or Watkins are playing. You'll hear it on Chasm. As the 2-2 pitch, that's hit right up the middle. Leaser unable to knock it down, and it just squirts right through the box. Kurt, did that go five hole on Scotty?
It did. It went right between Scott Leaser's legs. He's got that big high kick on all his pitches like that there, and he comes back down, and he wasn't able to retrieve that ball that hugged the ground as it went through, as it was laced right through the five hole for their fourth hit of the ball game.
So those long dancer's legs, unable to knock that one down, and it had enough legs to get up the gut. And Alex Hench to the batter's box with runners at first and second and two away now. Leaser's first offering to Hench. That's right back. And Scott, it's off of his glove. He fields, and he won't have a play. Kurt, we talked about it earlier, thinking you have all the time in the world, and kind of going to step two before you did step one, as it'll be an error on the pitcher.
Well, he did. It was laced right back at him, a two-hopper. He looks like he's easily going to snag it and throw the runner out. The ball ends up popping out of his glove a little bit towards the third base side. By the time he goes over there and picks it up, he didn't have a chance of throwing the ball at all. And now they got the bases loaded with two outs here and their three hitter up here in the top of the fifth inning.
McGuire had runners at first and third back in the third. He had Anderson at third and Hench at first. Now he's got Anderson at second, Hench at first, plus Carter Thielke at third base. Base is chucked. Hurricanes everywhere, and Leafs just got to get tough here. First offering to McGuire, that's missing down, and a big stop by Brian Schlungen, as Dad alluded to earlier. If that gets past him, it's an easy run with all the room to rumble behind home plate. So 1-0 the count to McGuire. Leafs set, 1-0 pitch, that's missing low. Missed his spot on that one. Brian tried putting some window dressing on it to get a call from the umpire, but the blue... Not biting, especially after kind of moving that far through the zone. 2-0 pitch to McGuire. Swing and a miss right there. You knew he didn't want to go 3-0, and McGuire was aiming for that guy on that bluff in right field, huh?
That's the kind of swing he took. You got that right, Kirby.
2-1 the count. Bases loaded, two away. Scoreless here, top of the fifth inning. Time called at home plate by McGuire. 1-0 after five innings. Randy texting me now after five innings. 2-1 the count. A single, and an error have the bases loaded for the Hurricanes here in the fifth. 2-1 pitch to McGuire. That one's fouled at home. Now 2-2. You don't want to fill it up at 3-2 to give those runners an extra head start, but we'll see if he keeps that slider out of the dirt right here. Leaser set. His 2-2 to McGuire. That pitch is fouled up the first baseline. Came with a fastball that McGuire hit it about, 60 feet up the first baseline, foul. So the runners will head back to the bases. Thielke to third, Anderson to second, Hench back to first. Leaser's looking for the punch out to put a pin in this fifth inning rally. McGuire wants to change that scoreboard. Scotty's 2-2. That is fouled again by McGuire. And what a battle right here between McGuire and Leaser. See those hands coming through the zone as a base runner. They take off with two strikes and two outs. And they all make their way back to the base. Scotty set. His 2-2. Hit on the ground towards second. Third hop for Arsenal. Tanner flips it to Gable. 4-3 to retire McGuire. And Leaser dances around the Flames once again. As that does it for Ferguson in the fifth. No runs. They had two hits. Our game's first error. And the bases left loaded. The key number, the zero, when it came to the runs column. After 4.5, scoreless ball game. On to the bottom of the fifth inning. Coming up, it's St. Martin and Fergus Falls. We're back in a minute and a half right here on KASM. Bottom five, bottom of the order for St. Martin. And that reads Avery Schmitz, Ryan Messer, Matthew Schlungen as looking for their game's first hit, Curtis. Through four, nobody really barreling up.
No, they haven't been, and Mitch Porter's been awful tough for the Hurricanes today. He's got 9 strikeouts for his 12 outs, and hopefully the Martins are going to do something here halfway through the ballgame.
As it is, Avery Schmitz into the batter's box. He struck out looking. First time up. Talk about the differences between Porter and Leaser. They've each got zeros on the scoreboard. They're each right-handed, but after that, one works awfully quick. One not so much. As Avery first pitch swinging, pops this one up foul over by the state board hut. It'll land. Who's playing next? It looks like Jordan. As it'll land in front of those guys. One strike to Avery Schmitz. The one strike pitch missing away.
The Maple Lake Lakers take on the Jordan Brewers next game.
So that would be Jordan. It's a nice matchup right there. Nice second round matchup as the 1-1 pitch. That's off the plate. Now 2-1. There was another really good one. Kurt will update you on the bracket on things that have happened thus far today and last night between Waconia and Chaska. I thought there was another kind of couple staples that were meeting early on in the tournament, as this pitch to Avery missing down, now 3-1. Curtis, what do you got from last night?
Yeah, so far Dumont defeated Loretto last night by a score of 6-4. Waconia defeated Foley by a score of 3-0. And this morning over in Waconia, the St. Patrick Irish won 10-0 over the Austin Greyhounds, and Young America beat Ortonville here 11-3.
3-1 pitch to Schmitz. That's in there for a strike to fill it up at 3-2.
Another good game you were probably thinking about is tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 when the Sobieski Skis take on the Isanti Redbirds.
Yeah, that's good. Maple Lake and Jordan's good. Those are a little farther normally on the bracket where we see those matchups. Is the payoff pitch to Avery Schmitz. He's out on strikes for the double-digit total. Strikeout number 10 for Mitch Porter. So one away, and Ryan Messer to the plate. Messer, a strikeout victim. His first time up, he was the sixth to go down. First offering, missing away for a ball from Mitch Porter. What would you say? You just got to respect that curveball. I mean, the fastball's got some zip, but it's not exactly, you know, 92 by any means. That he can still get it by when you have to pay respect to that hook.
Well, it doesn't seem like he's throwing that fastball that hard, but they're swinging right through it, and then that hook is nasty. And I think you said it best, Kirby. They're kind of off balance. They don't know which one you're coming. He kind of throws them at the opposite time when you think he's going to throw them.
1-1 to Messer, who chunks one foul. This one, he chunks one fair over to the first baseman. Easy three-hopper as Bozek flips it to Porter covering. PFPs are right on point for out number two. So two quick ones, and that'll bring Matthew Schlung into the plate. He was the only Martin to touch second base and only one of three Martins to reach base. Matthew walked and then stole second on that, that leave-early veteran move from Matthew, which makes me feel old calling Matthew a veteran. I remember when he was the bat boy for the Martins as this pitch popped up fouling out of play. He's in a hole at 0-1. I can't imagine how you feel.
Just another day at the ballpark.
As one strike, that pitch curls in there. There's that hook you're talking about, Kurt, where they don't know what's coming. You just got to watch her. Oh, and two, the count to Matthew. Porter looking for his 11th strikeout. This pitch popped up fouling out of play. 0-2, the count remains. Matthew, I think he fell behind early in that count when he walked and then just battled. As this pitch, curveball, just a little late breaking right there. A couple steps into the dugout from Fergus Falls. No dice from the plate umpire. He has been consistent. You had mentioned that. 1-2, the count. As the 1-2 pitch, that one missing down and away. McGuire has to basically dive to go get that one. So 2-2 the count. Schlungen looking to extend this the fifth inning with Kyle Leeser on deck. 2-2 pitch. Waved at and missed and out on strikes is Matthew Schlungen for out number 3 and strikeout number 11 as Mitch Porter's dicing. We'll go through the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Still looking for our game's first score, and we'll hear it in a minute and a half right here on KASM. Back to Chaska, as it'll be Dan Stanislavski, Mitch Porter, and Jake Heideman. How about Jack Heideman for Fergus Falls? They've had a couple threats, Kurt. They had a dandy of a chance back in the fifth inning, but Scott Leeser got tough, as he is wont to do. The first pitch, big swing and a miss. Stanislavski looking to change the scoreboard with that cut.
Well, they've had a few guys that came up trying to do that, but they swing right through that.
One strike the count to Stanislavski, who is 0-for-2. A couple bounce outs left side on his day. Looks at a strike on the corner now. 0-2 to the man who is 0-for-2. Stanislavski, Porter, and Heideman. That's 5-6-7. As 4-5-6, how about, as four-hitter Stanislavski lasering one right to the face of Kyle Leeser. It's catch it or go to the dentist on Monday, and Kyle decides to make the catch for out number one.
Well, you said it in a laser. That was a laser right at him, but he had nothing to do but just to catch the ball right there. But it looked good off the bat, but right at Kyle.
One away, Mitch Porter to the plate. Leeser's first pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Ryan over for a look. Nope, it doesn't have a play. Count at 0-1. You can hear that Martin dugout. Carl Leeser, that first one over on the railing, saying, no, out of play. And Scotty right back. 0-1 pitch, missing inside. Evens it up at 1-1. Porter bounced out left side twice as well. As this pitch hit on the ground, left side. And it's off the hip of Ryan Messer. That's a tough medium hop on that second hop. Kurt plays it off the hip, and aboard is Porter with the Martin second air.
Yeah, it was one of those lasers again hit right at him, and it came up with a high bounce on him, and Ryan unfortunately couldn't get his glove on him, but he got his body on it and knocked the ball away enough, but there's no way they had a chance to retrieve that ball to get the runner.
Bring Jack Heideman to the plate. Runners on in every inning but the fourth and second. So four of the six for Fergus Falls. Leeser's first offering to Heideman right in there for a strike. 11 strikeouts for Porter. Leeser at 3 strikeouts. Scotty ready. His 0-1 pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play. Count stays put at 0-2. 1-0 Watkins over Princeton after 6 innings now. Matt Geislinger, a shutout through 6 frames. I asked you if one was going to be enough thus far. It has been. Is that the case here as well? 0-2 pitch. That gets away from Brian Schlungen on the wild pitch, and Porter is going to check into second base, Kurt.
Well, first of all, we'd have to get one to see if one was ever going to be enough here because they got one in a hurry over there with Watkins. We're in the top of the sixth, and we don't have one here yet.
So into scoring position goes Porter. As Heideman looking to clutch up, this pitch is lifted in the air to center field, right on it. Easily coming in to make the catch is Reeder for a big out number two. For outfield flies, Kurt, I just have 4 of them. For Fergus, the Martins haven't got the ball out of the infield. So
no, the outfielders have pretty much been non-existent other than a couple of little singles.
2 down now. Thielke got one of those singles. He's up right now. If he hits it into that left field spot again, it's going to be 1-0 Fergus as he looks at a first pitch strike. He was left on third base back in that fifth inning for Fergus Falls. 1-for-2 on the day is Carter Thielke, second baseman for the Hurricanes. Mitch Porter at second. This pitch up the first base line, that'll twist foul. Ooh, Kurt, how much boil is your blood right now seeing they don't even have a first base coach over there?
I couldn't believe it when that runner got on that they didn't have one there, and now they've got a runner on second base and they still don't have a guy over there coaching first base. And I'm thinking, really? This is amateur baseball state tournament time and you don't even have a first base coach.
0-2 pitch hit on the ground towards second. Easy hop for Arsenal. He flips it over to Goebel and 4-3 to retire Thielke. The threat is retired again for the Hurricanes in the sixth. No runs. On no hits, another Martinair, and another left on base. Halfway through the sixth inning, 0's our score after 5.5. We're back in 2 minutes right here on KASM.
He's going to get a hit.
Back to Chaska in the bottom of the sixth. It's the top of the Martin order, and that starts with Kyle Leeser. Looks at a ball from Mitch Porter, his 1-0 offering, missing down and away. Now 2-0. Leeser, Moritz, and Schlungen do up for the Martins in the sixth. We're scoreless thus far here in Chaska. Second round of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Kyle squares, and he takes a strike right in there as he pulls back, trying to get that defense moving, or maybe see if that little bat wiggle would disrupt Mitch Porter. It didn't. 2-1 the count now. As Porter set. 2-1 pitch to Leeser. That misses inside. Now 3-1. How long did McGuire hold that thing, huh?
Well, I don't know where it missed, but it did in the umpire's eyes.
3-1, the count to Leaser. Trying to get a runner going here for the Martins. They've only had one leadoff man on all day. 3-1 pitch, high ball four. They've had two leadoff men on now. As Zach Moritz, Curtis, will be asked to bunt, I would assume.
Yeah, and hopefully they can get it done this time because they've tried a few times in this ball game, both teams, to get a bunt down, and they haven't been successful, so we'll see what happens here.
So Leaser aboard. Moritz is 0-2. He did sting the ball right at the shortstop, Eric Salveson, the last time up. That was last time, though. As Porter glance over at Leaser, right-hander set right at the face as a pickoff attempt. Moritz did not show on that pickoff attempt. Sometimes teams do that to see if that hand moves. Zach didn't put it on. Kyle was back safely. Leaser the lead at first base. Porter set right at the face. Moritz squares and takes the ball high as he pulls back. 1-0 the count. He walked Leaser. He walked Goble. He hit Brian Schlungen, and he walked Matthew Schlungen. So he's given four free bases, has Porter. But when you haven't given up a hit and you struck out 11, that's okay. Moritz squares, and he offered and takes a strike right there. That's a tough pitch to bunt. It's pretty high.
Well, it's up above your letters, and he looked like at the last second he tried to pull it back, but he was a little late in getting the bat back, and unfortunately gets a strike called on him up there.
1-1 the count. I wonder if Carl sends Kyle here. As Porter, no, it's a square around, and Moritz tries pushing a bunt, and he's foul. And again, Curtis, the bunting has not been paramount today.
We've seen it all day so far that when they're asked at a big time to get one down and they're not able to do it, and has something to do with why the score is still 0-0.
See, that's where, I mean, you get the people who hashtag never bunt, and it's when you bunt one foul with one strike, trying to push a bunt right there, and then, you know, earlier you saw some poor bunting, that's where you can almost listen to that argument saying never bunt because people aren't that good of bunters. As Porter set right at the face, his 1-2 to Moritz, that's missing down and away, evens it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Brian Schlungen on deck for St. Martin. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mitch Porter's gone the distance. He's got 11 Ks. This pitch is skied in the infield. First baseman's going to call for it. That's Thomas Bozick, and he makes the catch, and Moritz unable to get the job done.
He went up there asking him to bunt, and he wasn't able to get it done. He ends up popping up, and for the Martins, they were unsuccessful in advancing Kyle Leaser over to second base there.
So Brian Schlungen to the plate. As Brian steps in, he is 0-1 on the day. He was hit by a pitch earlier from Mitch Porter. This pitch missing down and away. Leaser still at first base. We did see some activity. I think that's a...
It's a draftee down in the bullpen.
Draftee. I can't remember who had the light blue jerseys, if it was Sock or if it was Urbank. I know Long Prairie's green, and now they do get the runner to second base. Kurt, why bunt when they just throw you one on the wild pitch right there? Leaser's going to go to third. Leaser's going to make third. You talked about it, Dad, that there's a lot of room behind home plate, and the catcher, Sean McGuire, you know, just that casual jog back there. Kyle noticed it right away and took a chance.
Well, like you said, he casually went back there to get it, and we've been talking all day about how much real estate there is behind home plate, and you've seen it right there. And now the catcher is kind of letting a couple of his teammates know that why isn't anybody chatting and telling me these things, but when you nonchalantly go back to get the ball and you don't pick it up quickly, the guy's going to advance from first to third on a wild pitch.
He's got no one to blame but that guy in the mirror when he's brushing his teeth in the morning if he's worried about the guys not telling him. As we're going to get a mound visit right here. So now the infield's got to come in, Kurt, to try to mow down that runner at home. And 2-0 count. Awesome bunter at the plate. Awesome base runner at third. Think and squeeze?
Well, we know how well the Martins like to do that, so I'd be awful surprised if they don't do it right here.
Maybe that's what the powwow is about. As Brian, for a three hitter, he's not afraid to bunt on his own, and if he's asked to.
And he's a heck of a drag bunter from the right side, lacing that ball right down the third baseline for a single.
2-0 the count. My eyes are on KP at third as Porter set. Here comes the squeeze, and it's perfect. Right on the ground, and it's 1-0 Martins. Out at first base is Schlungen. But you couldn't have rolled it any better, Kurtz, as Kyle left perfectly. He didn't show early. Brian put it right down the line, and we now have a score.
Brian did exactly what he was asked to do there. He didn't do his delayed drag bunt like he many times does for a single. He put the bat out there and laced it right down the third base line, just like you'd want to for a bunt. Third baseman comes in and fields it, and just so that they can throw him out at first base. By that time, Kyle had easily scored for a 1-0 lead.
Carl Leeser's favorite song by The Who, Squeeze Box. As up to the plate is Tanner Arsenal. Looks at a first pitch strike. 1-0 our score now. You get a walk. Wild pitch that Kyle Leeser took third on with the room to rumble behind home plate. As Tanner Arsenal swings through that pitch. And then a suicide squeeze to perfection. And the Martins have notched the scoreboard. They've yet to score a hit. They got more runs than hits. And it's 1-0 in that column. As Porter's 0-2 offering, that is, oh boy, is that outside or what? Must have been.
Well, that's what he's calling it, but the catcher's not very happy on that call, and I can't disagree with him.
Johnny Leeser listening. Johnny, like myself, Kurt, said that squeeze was coming there. As he 1-2 pitch to Tanner, this pitch has popped up, foul right side. Bozick over for a look. He's near the fence, and he makes the catch right by the fence, and bunch of blue shirts over there with Martin Faithful and Bozick making a nice catch on the run.
That was a nice catch by the first baseman over there, going over there, leaning right over the fence to snag that third out, but not after the Martins came up with the big first run.
They got the run on the board, scoring one run on no hits. There was no errors and nobody left on base. Six complete. Scoreboard now reads 1-0 in favor of San Marti onto the seventh in a minute and a half on KASM. To the seventh we go, and Kurt, we asked if one was enough for Matt Geislinger. For Scott Leeser, that same question is now posed.
Well, as long as it took to get that first run, I would say one run's probably going to be enough in this ball game. The way these two pitchers are throwing.
He gets two fastballs by Austin Stanislavski, and now a third one. Is it just me, or does someone with a number 8 on his back have a little more zip after his team gave him a run?
Well, you said it there. Obviously, you're going to have a little more zip when you go out there with a 1-0 lead, and that fastball's got a little more on it right now.
Bozick looks at a first pitch ball. Randy telling me that Watkins has added a run. 2-0 Clippers. They lead Princeton in the top of the eighth inning. As this pitch hit on the ground right to Messer at third. Ryan Fields. Ryan throws 5-3 to retire Thomas Bozick. And two quick ones for San Marti in the seventh.
Threw three pitches to the first batter. He throws two to the second. He quickly gets a one-hop grounder there to the third baseman for a quick second out.
We saw some activity in the in the Fergus pen. Barring, some unforeseen circumstances, we will not see much happening in the Martin pen today, will we?
No, we won't, because he's not on a high pitch count or anything like that. And
pitch count.
Before you've... Without giving up a run, you don't have to worry about seeing anybody down there.
I was more of alluding to the fact that the clicker gets the day off when this guy gets the ball, especially this time of year. He kind of goes the distance. As two wide ones to Anderson, 2-0 pitch, hit on the ground towards second as Arsenal over. Fields flips 4-3 to retire Jake Anderson. Tanner puts him away. Scott retires him in order. Stretch time in Chaska. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Back in 2 minutes with the bottom of the seventh inning right here on your home for Martin Baseball, Chasm Radio. To the bottom of the seventh, stretch time. You had a nice day. You saw from the Minneapolis Star Tribune and shared a burger with Patrick Royce. You're sharing a press box with Dick Jankowski, and you just heard him do his... Kazoo, take me out to the ball game.
Yeah, it's a great day when you come to the ballpark and Patrick Royce comes by you in his Buick Cascada convertible. And then you go have a burger with him down on the picnic table. You come up to the press box and you get greeted by Dick Jankowski. And then you get to announce a baseball game. Doesn't get any better than that.
Not bad. Defensive changes for the Hurricanes, Kurt.
Alex Cope, a draftee from Burbank, Parcus Prairie, is in to pitch with Porter, the pitcher, moving the left field. The left fielder, Heidman, moving the center field. And the center fielder, Hench, moving the shortstop. So a no-hitter through six innings. But he's done for the day.
To the showers. Thanks for playing. That's good. A no-no through six as Brady Goble greeting Alex Kep with a first pitch foul away. Second pitch missing down for a ball. Martin's looking for some insurance here.
Wasn't quite to the showers, just to left field.
It's true. Got me there. As the 1-1 pitch to Goble.
Eesh. Ooh.
McGuire looking back at the umpire. Catching no-no right there, but... I guess if Jack Parkman can do it, why can't Sean McGuire? No call. As Kep right back, his 2-1 offering to Goble. That's high for a ball. Now 3-1. So 3-1 the count. As the 3-1 pitch, missing for a ball. And McGuire still holding the ball, Kurt, as we'll get a leadoff man on here. Reeder's going to be asked to bunt once again, and we're going to get a runner out of the dugout. It's Chaz Hennon.
Yep, Chaz headed in the pinch run for the Martins there. And you called it. With nobody out here, I'm sure Reeder's going to be asked to bunt.
Carl went over and talked to Nolan. Potentially, I guess if I were in Carl's shoes, I would say, okay, you know, you showed late last time. Just square right away. Make sure it's a strike. This guy, you know, he walked Brady. Make sure it's a strike and get the ball on the ground. As he squares, and he gets the ball on the ground. Great job, Carl. Good talk. As Kep fields, flips it back to first base. Sacrifice in order right there. As Reeder retired, and he'll be greeted by a host of Martins, thanking him for a nice job.
Doing exactly what he's supposed to do out there. He goes out there. He lets him know right away that he's going to bunt instead of trying doing it at the last second, not being able to get it done. Gets it done, advances the runner into scoring position at second base, and Chaz Hennon.
We'll get a pinch hitter right here. As hitting for Schmitz will be Jalen Arsenal. Carl likes this lefty-ready swap when they played Cold Spring. When Brinker was in, Arsenal was the hitter. When Bacchus was in, the right-hander, Schmitz was the hitter. First pitch missing for a ball. Martin's hitless through 6 1/3. Doesn't matter. They're up 1-0. Six outs away from a potential awesome matchup. With Watkins, who's leading in the eighth inning. That game would be at 11 next Saturday. We got some wood to chop before we get there as Jay Bird looks at a strike to even it up at 1-1. Trying to tack on right here are the Martins. 1-1 the count. Second round of the state tournament. Good lead for Chaz at second base. As Kep comes home, his 1-1 pitch as he gets the heater by Jalen. Moving our count to 1-2. Jalen to be followed by Ryan Messer for San Martí here in the seventh inning. We got cheese curds down there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. And we have to hustle out of here after the game? That's not what I wanted to hear. As Kep's 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Arsenal's out on strikes for a big out number two. Is almost like a check swing right there, Kurt.
Well, it wasn't. I think he waited till the last second as the one he was going to swing, and then he only gets a check swing out of it. So not what the Martins wanted out of their pinch hitter at that time.
So two dead, and Ryan Messer to the plate. He's working on an 0-for-2. He'll have his first viewing of Alex Kep from Burbank, Parcus Prairie. A bomber. And a swing and a miss right there. Remember Austin Hadley from Regal, New London?
Yep.
Where else did Austin play? El Rosa, he played for these guys. As the one-strike pitch cut on and missed by Ryan Messer. 0-2. Oh, and to the count as Kep set, trying to put a pin in this, the seventh inning, to keep his team in it. That pitch fouled away by Messer. 0-2. So your Fergus Falls and your draftees are from Sox Center, Long Prairie, and Parcus Prairie. You think those guys made practice on Wednesday?
They probably had their own practice.
Seriously. 0-2 the count. Kept set. Takes a look at Hennon, the pinch runner at second base. The lefty ready. His 0-2 cut on and missed as Messer's out on strike. Strikeout number two. The Martins have struck out 13 times today as they are retired here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We've played seven. St. Martin still leads 1-0 onto the eighth inning coming up in a minute and a half on Chasm Radio. To the eighth, Alex Hench, Sean McGuire, Darren Stanislawski due up for Fergus Falls. First pitch in there for a strike to Hench. Evens it up at 1-1 as a pitch missing for a ball. 2-3-4 in that Fergus lineup. As Leaser's 1-1 pitch, tapped right side, fielded by Goble. Brady will flip to Leaser. Scott got over there. 3-1 for the putout and that all-important ouch number one. You face this part of the order, Kurt, in the eighth. That's where the eighth is almost more important than the ninth.
Well, absolutely, and that was a nice play there by Leaser to get over there. The way he falls off the mound in order to recover in time to get over there to quickly retrieve that little flip from Goble to get that quick first out.
So one down, Sean McGuire. Not the day he wanted at the office against Leaser as he first pitch swinging, pops it up, fouling out of play. This dude has had some chances, Curtis.
Well, he left six. He's came to bat three times with six runners on base and ended up 0-3 with a strikeout.
One strike pitch, off speed, missing off the plate. Evens it up at 1-1.
Sure, not what they wanted to see out of their three hitter with that many chances.
1-1 pitch, big swing and a miss right there, trying to tie it up. Oh, that guy in the bluff's got some company now, Kurt, but still no baseballs off the bat of Sean McGuire. In right field, Scotty right back. His 1-2, swung on and missed, and McGuire's out on strikes for a big out number two and strikeout number five for Scotty leg kick.
Well, you said it back in the seventh inning, the way Scotty was dealing, and he's just like that right here in the eighth inning. He does not want to allow a base runner here.
Darren Stanislawski to the plate with two down. Fergus down to their final four outs now. Leaser's first offering to Stanislawski swings through that one. 0-1 the count. Baseball all day on KESM. Kimball and Alexandria coming up at 4:30 over at Waconia. One strike pitch. That curls in there. 0-2. Randy will start it. I'll get there as soon as my daddy gets me there and join Randy. They're a little ahead of us. 0-2 the count. Leaser's 0-2. Swung on and missed. And out on strikes is Stanislawski. Six punch outs for Scott Leaser. He's feeling it. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 7.5. 1-0 St. Martin on to the eighth. Coming up in a minute and a half right here on KASM. Bottom half of the eighth, 9-1-2 in the Martin lineup. Matthew Schlung and Kyle Leaser, Zach Moritz. Matthew looks at a first pitch ball, his first viewing of Alex Kep, the drafted reliever from Urbank Parker's Prairie. Came on in relief as 1-0 pitch, skied in the infield. Second baseman wants it. That's Thielke. He'll make the catch right by second base to retire Matthew for out number one. So one away, and the difference maker in the ballgame offensively for the Martins, Kurt, this guy.
Well, you'd have to say that because by getting that big walk and going from first to third on that wild pitch, and he scored the only run in the ballgame so far.
As first offering from Kep, breaking ball in there for a strike to KP. Struck out in the first, flew out to the catcher in the third, walked, and as Dad mentioned, got to second, two bases on that wild pitch, came across to score the next pitch on a Ryan Schlungen, suicide squeeze. This pitch in there for a strike, curled in nicely again. Count now 0-2. 0-2 the count to the Martin leadoff man. They lead 1-0 here. The bottom of the eighth inning. As Kep's 0-2 pitch. Gassed up a little bit, but Leaser lays off. 1-2 the count. Nick Rademacher listening. He saw a picture of you, Kurt. He likes your shirt.
He does, huh?
Yeah, Greenwald Regions from last year.
Well, thanks, Nick.
The 1-2 offering from Kep to Leaser. In there, strike three. KP goes down looking at the knees. strikeout number two in the or out number two, strikeout number three for Kep, and give the Martins 14 strikeouts on the day.
They definitely have had a pitcher's heyday for Fergus today, but unfortunately they're down 1-0.
You have 14 Ks, haven't given up a hit. Zach Moritz to the plate. He swings through the first offering, but yet you're losing. And you have 5, 6, 7 due up in your final three outs against a guy who used to get compensated to play baseball. As Moritz swings through this pitch, 0-2 the count. If you ever were questioning why they took Porter out, this kid's putting that to bed. Looking good.
That he has. He's got a nasty curveball. It's a little sneaky fastball that comes in there.
0-2 the count. Moritz has struck out in the first. He's 0-3 on the day. Strikes out here. That does it for St. Martin as Moritz comes up empty. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Last wraps. The Martins hitless today. But they can win it if they get three outs before a run comes across in the ninth. And you'll hear it in a minute and a half on KASM. We welcome you back. First pitch swinging here in the ninth. Mitch Porter put a good swing on it, but right to the center fielder, Nolan Reeder, who drifts over to make the catch for the all-important out number one.
He got that big all-important out number one in the eighth inning, and now he started in the ninth with that way. It looked like it was going to be good off the bat, but that thing just hung up there, and Reeder does a nice job of running it down.
Runcie let me know that Watkins is up 5-0 in the top of the ninth inning. So they're looking for their half of that as the laced single right up the gut right there from Jack Heideman. Heideman and the Canes not going down without a fight. Their fifth hit of the day. And they got all five hits on the day, Kurt.
Yeah, the only hits on the scoreboard all belong to the visitors, the Fergus Falls Hurricanes. The Martins, though, they have the all-important one run on the scoreboard.
Carter Thielke's got a hit. A couple bounce outs to Tanner Arsenal, but he snuck a single in there down the left field line. One away, one on. Go ahead, run. Right back to Leaser, but Scott dropped it. They're going to call it out and on the exchange. As they're going to call it a catch on the out. And Scott dropped the ball on the exchange, Kurt, because he was thinking he could get a double play right there.
Well, and if he would have been able to hang on to that ball, he would have had a double play at first base. But he dropped it on that, and then he looked like he wanted to throw to second base, like they were going to try to complete a double play. But the base umpire looked at the home plate umpire, and he called the guy out. And Scott kind of looked like, are you sure that was the right call or whatever? But I think it was the right call, and we got two outs.
So it's up to Austin Stanislawski, the hopes of Fergus Falls, as he's swinging a miss right there. So one strike the count. Leaser set. His one strike offering. That's in there for a strike, and Fergus down to their final strike. He has been so good today. Go ahead, run in the batter's box. Leaser trying to push him towards next Saturday at 11. Scotty's ready. His 0-2 pitch will hit Austin Stanislawski. If you've ever heard the term overthrowing, Kurt, I'd say that was pretty much it right there.
Well, you said it right there. He wanted to throw that ball by him so hard that all he did was beam the guy in. The guy didn't have a choice of even getting out of there on that one, the way that fastball came right at him.
So now you got the tying run at second base. Go-ahead run on first base, and the batter is Thomas Bozick. Fergus has had some chances, and another one right here. First offering to Bozick, off-speed pitch missing low. Brian wanted that one. Played umpire, who's been pretty consistent all day, didn't give in. 1-0 the count. Single and a hit by pitch get two on for Fergus Falls here. They trail 1-0. Top of the ninth. The 1-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. Six strikeouts on the day for Leaser. Martin scoring on that suicide squeeze in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. And for the second time in as many batters, the Canes down to their final strike. It was a Kyle Leaser walk, a wild pitch that allowed him to advance to third, two bases on it, and he came across to score on the Brian Schlungen squeeze. The 1-2, missing down and away. Moves our count to 2-2. You don't want to fill it up with that tying run on second base. So Scotty's going to come, I'd say, with that hard slider right here. 2-2 the count. He looks at the runner. His 2-2 in there, strike three, and without a hit, the St. Martin Martins are advancing to the final weekend. No hits, no problem for San Martín.
You said it there. They don't have a hit on the scoreboard, but they got the all-important one run. They scored one run on that big sacrifice bunt by Brian Schlungen that scored Kyle Leeser, who advanced all the way to third base on that wild pitch. And Scotty Leeser pitched him to weekend number three, Kirby.
Just when you think you've seen it all at the ballpark, you end up with a no-hitter for a losing team.
Yep, we've seen it before here in the state tournament, but you said it best. You don't see it very often, and to think of the job that those pitchers did for Fergus Falls, they don't allow a run and strike out 14 batters, but lose 1-0.
No runs, one hit, no errors, two left for Fergus in the ninth. Martins are moving on to take on Watkins. That game has gone final. What a sweet matchup Randy and I get to see next Saturday at 11 o'clock. Kurt and I are going to put a bow on this one and hustle over to Waconia. Chasm Coveted Cap postgame show coming up on the way on KESF. We welcome you back to Chaska as it is the Chasm Coveted Cap postgame show as our unofficial totals for today's game for St. Martin, one run. No hits. Hitless. Committed two errors, left four men on base. Fergus Falls, no runs, five hits, no errors, left nine men on base. Winning pitcher, surprise, surprise, Scott Leeser. He goes the distance, ends up striking out seven, allows those five hits. He hit one and walked one. And other than that, Kurt, he was just, you know, as advertised. And we've been seeing it for 3 years in the Stearns County League. This guy's pretty doggone special.
Well, when people say he's the best pitcher in the Stearns County League, he just came to Chaska today to prove once again why he is the best pitcher in the Stearns County League right now. You know, he goes and pitches a complete game. You gave the stats on what he did like that there. Granted, his team didn't give him a lot of support going that way, but they got him the one run that he needed to win the ballgame 1-0. And just hats off to Scott Leeser just to keep in the ballgame like that there and in order to win a game without getting a hit. It's got to be a plus for the Martins.
I mean, you can't make it up. As the tough luck loss goes to Mitch Porter. He gave up that one run in the sixth inning, and he didn't give up a hit all day, Kurt. He ended up striking out 11 Martins. He was great, but the walk, the wild pitch, two bad pitches, basically. I mean, so, and by bad pitches, you mean what? You didn't throw a strike and you bounced one? Those are your bad pitches?
You didn't throw a strike to the leadoff man who is a dangerous hitter. And then you go bounce one where the guy ends up going from first to third on and ends up costing you a run. I mean, you got to hand it to the Fergus Falls Hurricanes pitchers, the job they did today pitching out there. Unfortunately, they lost the game 1-0, and good for the Martins.
Porter was great. Alex Kep was great, too. Out of the pen, he goes, he puts the Martins away for four strikeouts of his own. St. Martin ended up striking out 15 times on the day, but they're playing next Saturday at 11, and they're going to take on Watkins. What would a halfway point between Watkins and St. Martin be like? Cold Spring?
I would say so.
Why don't they just go play in Cold Spring, Kurt?
Well, because it's state tournament time, and that's why they're going to be coming down here, and that's what makes it interesting.
That's the way they do it. Our game brought to you by our sports boosters, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Freeport State Bank, Woody's Bar and Grill, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, New Munich Sock Center, Long Prairie, Gulk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Pep's Pork, Erkins Water, El Rosa Lumber Incorporated, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Munlock Hardware Hank, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, B&X Excavating, Rambo, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency in Albany and Richmond, A&W, Kurt, Chasm Coveted Cap, post-game player of the game.
Well, I know you always try to give it to more people so more people can go get that great Chasm hat, but I know Scott Leeser got one already in regions, but you got to go give him another one. When you go win a ball game 1-0, don't allow a run in a state tournament game. Congratulations to Scott Leeser for being Chasm's Coveted Cap player of the game today, Kirby.
Tell you what, Scott, you can do it. Now you have two. So if you lose one, you know, you can have a weekday hat and a weekend hat. You know, you have two of them now. Give it to a teammate. If you want to give it to Brian, your catcher, he's already got one too. It's up to you. Kurt, thank you so much for for doing ball today with us, and let's get on over to Waconia, huh?
Hey, sounds good, Kirby. It's always a pleasure doing a game with you.
Yes, it is. As for Kurt Hemish, this is Kirby Hemish. 1-0. I got to hustle over to Waconia. We got Kimball Baseball as they take on Alexandria right here on KESM coming up on the way.